Childhood's a time of wonder and fear, and two plays coming up at the Melbourne Theatre Company use magic realism and fairy tale to tackle issues of prejudice, violence, friendship and bravery. Hello, I'm Fiona Gruber, and I've caught up with Matthew Whittett and Noel Jordan. Noel's the Education Manager at the Melbourne Theatre Company, and we'll hear from him in a couple of minutes. First, though, Matthew Whittett, who stars in the first play, The Book of Everything, by Dutch author Huus Kuyt, adapted by Richard Tulloch, and wrote the second, Big Bad Wolf. This one's a witty twist on a classic fairy tale for younger children. We're talking about both of these, but I started off by asking Matthew how The Book of Everything, got turned into a play.
Kim Carpenter, who is our designer and also is the artistic director of Theatre of Image, found a copy of the book in the Megalong bookshop in the Blue Mountains and read it in about a day or so, I think, and completely fell in love with it. It's such a fantastic, beautiful novel to read. It reads in the same way that the play reads, which is that it feels like it's being created by someone with a great depth of knowledge of kind of how to speak to children.
Huus Kuyt, the author, won the world's top children's writing prize, the Astrid Lindgren Memorial Award, in 2012. This was the year that Belvoir Theatre and Kim Carpenter's Theatre of Image took the show to New York.
Huus Kuyt, who we met when we did the show in New York, is probably in his mid-70s. He's very, you know, quietly spoken, and he's a bit of a star in Holland. You know, some people say that the Book of Everything is kind of loosely based on his experience, even though he denies it, because the play is set in 1951 and it's very much about a boy in post-war Europe in Amsterdam.
Well, the story, of course, is about a young boy, Thomas, who has a best friend called Jesus. But his father's a religious bigot, isn't he? He's a very intolerant man, very hard, and also a very violent man. These are sort of really quite challenging themes to deal with for children, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. But it looks at the entire thing through the eyes of this 9-year-old boy. So he has kind of an absolute sense of wonder and a sense of innocence, and his imagination is exploding because he grows up in a house where he has no other books but the Bible. He still turns it into a wonderland of things where Thomas imagines, like his father reads passages from the Bible talking about the plagues of Egypt, because it's very Old Testament. And Thomas kind of then starts to see amazing things around him. Like he imagines a plague of frogs that comes from the canals, and he sees tropical fish swimming in them. And it kind of turns all these quite heavy and dark things into very playful explorations of kind of questions of religion and a very sort of a very humanist sort of perspective. But I think what he does is he navigates that path very, very carefully, and with very safe hands. So you're always, the questions of religion are there, but you're not being sort of hit over the head with anything too much.
Now, with Big Bad Wolf, which you wrote, that's for slightly younger children. But again, it's about a seemingly scary main protagonist, the Big Bad Wolf. So it's quite interesting to compare the two plays.
Actually, it kind of becomes all about a question of judging a book by its cover, I guess. And our Wolfie is, he's basically been relegated to the forests outside of this little town called Alarmsville. And everyone's gotten, there's wolves all over the place, and they're all kind of terrorizing towns. But this wolf, Wolfie, is not very good at it. And everyone's really on top of the wolves in his town. He just, all he wants is a vegetarian. He loves writing poetry. And he just wants a friend.
How do you gauge how much to scare children, how much to amuse children? Do you actually sort of do much background, or is it an instinctive thing, your writing?
I have done a lot of reading, and I have done a lot of sort of research. The whole purpose of fairy tales is to basically tell a story about a problem that at some point offers a solution. It's saying, I understand that this condition exists. I understand that there is loneliness, that there is sadness in the world, there is horrible things in the world. But you as a person, you can probably start to think about this as a solution to help you get by. It's kind of built into our DNA because those stories have been around for such a long time. Everyone understands that you don't quite get the resolution you need from a fairy tale unless you see the arrival point where people start to actually grow. But in the same as making any sort of piece of theatre, you look at kids as people and they're an audience who are going to engage with something, and you kind of make it an imaginative leap a little bit, and you go, if I was that age, would I be into this? And if the answer is, oh, this is so exciting, probably. If there's maybe sometimes too much talking, probably not.
Well, Matthew Whittet, thanks very much indeed. Good luck with rehearsals.
I'm now talking to Noel Jordan, the Melbourne Theatre Company's education manager, about growing the company's young audience and other plays in next year's repertoire.
I'm getting the impression that there's more children's theatre here at the Melbourne Theatre Company than the normal. Am I right?
Absolutely. The new artistic team have come in with an interest in expanding the reach of theatre for children and young people within the company, because they're interested in how to bring in that next group of avid theatre goers. And it's well documented that if young people don't have early experiences of going to arts events, then they're not likely to go in their adulthood. So the works really do cross many age groups. Big Bad Wolf looks at 5 to 8 year olds. Marlon then takes up the mantle with the 8 to 12 year olds. And then we move into our works for senior secondary schools. Yellow Moon is an award-winning play from Scotland, and it's a dynamic teenagers on the run. And it's really about search for identity and understanding who and what they are in the contemporary world in which they live. So what we're trying to do is create a very comprehensive, multifaceted gateway for young people to connect with the company. Interesting with the Book of Everything as well. When I was at Sydney Opera House working as producer of Young Audiences program there, Kim Carpenter from Theatre of Image came to me with this book, and I have to say I found it extremely dark, and I was worried that an audience in Australia wouldn't be able to connect with a young boy living in 1950s Amsterdam and with quite a sad life. And then when I saw the Belvoir Street production in Sydney, I was amazed, because what Neil Armfield has done has brought joy and laughter and vibrancy to this potentially bleak story. So, you know, that was an interesting lesson for me. It's not often that I kind of go, actually, wow, I need to eat my words when I said I can't imagine that piece working. But in the right hands, with great artists, you know, fabulous theatre can happen.
Now, Jordan, thanks very much indeed.
And the Melbourne Theatre Company presents The Book of Everything by Hus Kaya, adapted by Richard Tulloch, between November the 27th and December the 22nd, 2013, and Big Bad Wolf by Matthew Whittet between January the 10th and 25th, 2014. Both are at the South Bank Theatre, and you can buy tickets for both at mtc.com.au or on 03 8688 0800.